How you doing? Welcome back to Simon Scribe Podcast. It's the podcast where I tell Christian fictional stories. All right, today's is a special one for me. It is Miss Town, A Christmas Story. And this is kind of a flashback. Now, this is not the rewrite that I promised in episode one, but the Christmas season is here, and that's taking some time, and I wanted to do something special. So I dug out the old audio version that is actually on Audible right now. So you go check that out, or you can just keep listening to this podcast. I'm split into two parts, and the style of it is different. It is less narrative, since this is the play version. So this is one that was actually acted out. So there is less descriptions in this one, and Mike can kind of tell. Hopefully it doesn't bother you or ruin your experience at all. I like the actress. This was actually the first voiceover actress that I ever hired, and I really appreciate her lending me her talents. Without further ado, we're going to get into Mrs. Town.
Okay. Next, we're going to put our arms up like this. No, Miss Town, you have to hold your posture. Don't tell me about no posture. My posture was just fine till you put me on this big ball. Why am I on this thing anyway? I feel like I'm training to join a circus. I know it's hard, but it's going to do wonders for your health. Not if I break my hip on this thing. Quit stalling. We're almost done. And done. Good job, Miss Town. I think I see some real improvement. Good. I'm so beat. Does this mean I'm off probation? It's physical therapy, Miss Town, not a punishment. You didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, I did. I got old. Shouldn't have done that. I can't even remember what my hair color used to be before I became this silver fox. Aw, I like your gray hair. It shows experience, that you've lived a long life and have lots of wisdom to give. Well, don't start preaching my funeral yet, child. Yeah, I got wisdom. You know what else I got? Arthritis, glaucoma, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and low blood pressure. Miss Town, you can't have both high and low blood pressure. It's just not... Hush! If I say I got it, then I got it. As many pills I take, it looks like I'm eating a bag of Skittles. Matter of fact, I'm getting hungry. I know I got some cake and ice cream around here. You want any? You can't eat that right after workout. It's not healthy anyways. You should drink water and maybe snack on an apple. You know, I've come to like you a lot in the last few weeks we've known each other. You're considerate and hardworking. Why, thank you, Miss Town. It's a joy to be your personal nurse. Yeah, you sweeten all that. But if you keep bugging me with all that diet talk, I'm going to put you out of my house. Yes, Miss Town, but I'm only trying to help. I know, sweetie. Now, who's that? Hello? Speak louder. I can't hear you. What? Oh, hi, Sugar Bear. What's up? Oh, you are? Yay! No, it's fine. And it's no trouble at all. I'm going to take care of everything. Okay, bye-bye, baby. I love you. Oh, good gravy. Got some good news? You can say that again. That was my son. He asked me if the family could spend Christmas dinner with me. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, that's nice. Family should be together for the holidays. So do you get together every year? Actually, no. Truth is, they haven't come by here in years. And I've missed my grandbaby so much. I don't mean to pry, but why the long separation? Do they live far away? No, it's not that. Just my son likes to keep me at a distance. And before you ask why, it's because I talk about Jesus too much. According to him, I'm obsessed, and I can't really deny that. So he's not like you. Saved, I mean. Well, I raised him in the church, but when he got grown, he started going his own way. Any time I tried to steer him back, he would blow up at me. He stopped coming to church and then anywhere around me. You know, I wasn't even invited to his wedding. That's horrible. You must be mad. That's horrible. You must be mad. I am mad. Just not at my son. Old lying devil. I can't wait to get my hands on that snake. I'm gonna grab his spine and rip him. Miss Town, that's a little too violent. I thought elderly women are supposed to be sweet and gentle. I'm not like other grannies. This senior citizen knows how to shoot and throw the hands. Now there's so much I have to do. Where's my purse? We're going shopping.
Scene 2. Hello? Grandma, you home? Guess not. All right, come on. We can hide out here. This your grandma's place? I hope so, or we're in more trouble than we thought. Nice, but what's with all the crosses and Bible stuff on the walls? Yeah, my grandma is kind of religious. So, is she going to be cool with us breaking in her place like this? Oh, please, I'm her grandson. Her favorite. The reason she gets out of bed. She's going to love that I actually came for a visit. She's going to hug me, kiss me, and bake some cookies for me. Just wait. You ain't visiting. We here because that psycho cop looking for us. I know, right? He needs to chill. I was barely over the speed limit. It's called being flexible. He must have been doing 80 miles an hour without a car. Insane. Miss Town comes in, sees the boys in her kitchen, and pulls out her handgun.
Put the orange juice down.
Grandma, it's me.
I don't want to hear it, criminal. Stealing from an old woman. What's this generation up to? Well, you didn't think I'd be packing, did you? Thought I'd be helpless and defenseless. Well, no, sir.
Ma'am, if you'd just listen to him, we can sort all this out.
The name is Ursula Presley Town. And who are you, boy?
My name is Tony, Miss Town.
Yo, UP, what's up? Don't you call me UP. Only my grandson calls me that. Wait. Little Brady Bumblebee, is that you? Oh, come here, sweetie. Look at you. You shot up 3 feet.
Hey, Grandma, long time no see.
Well, what are you doing over here? I thought y'all weren't coming until tomorrow.
Well, we might be dropping by sooner than that, but I stopped by with my friend Tony. Nice to meet you, ma'am. That's a nice pistol you got there.
Oh, this old thing. I got it on clearance at Walmart. Got a shotgun, too, if you want to see.
Grandma, I think you're freaking him out.
Oh, it's just a little gun talk. So, Tony, you packing?
No, ma'am, I'm not old enough yet.
Oh, fiddle cookie dough, the video games you kids play are more lethal than my 9mm. Besides, how are you going to get old enough when you're skin and bones? Does that mean food? Anything for Bumblebee. Sweet. Oh, Grandma, Tony doesn't have nobody that loves him, so can he come over for Christmas dinner?
Hey, I'm not a charity case. I love me, so shows how much you know.
There's nothing wrong about charity, young man, but pride is a killer. You got a seat waiting for you if you want it.
Wow, thanks, Mrs. Town. That's really kind of you.
You got some Christmas spirit, that's for sure. Oh, that's just Jesus. Sweetie, can you get that?
Yes. What are you selling?
Nothing, kid. Now, can I speak to a grown-up?
Dude, you're looking at one. See the mustache?
I see a teenager with some fuzz. Now, I got packages that need a signature for a Ms. Ursula Presley Town.
Well, why didn't you say so? Grandma, delivery.
Coming. Well, what do you have for me?
Lady, I got half a Walmart in my van.
Oh, good. My family's Christmas presents are here.
All right, which one's mine?
None of your business. It's not yours until I give it to you. Now help the nice young man with the packages.
Yes, ma'am.
Lady, why did you order so much? I got a load of road to cover, and this is going to put me behind.
I'm sorry, but there was a sale. And you probably have family to meet up with for Christmas, I bet. Well, not really. I'm kind of estranged from my family right now, so I think they could use a break from me. So this year, it's table for one at Skyline. Well, I'm sorry, but that sounds so pathetic. Well, thanks for that. Well, I won't stand for it. You were invited to my Christmas dinner. Wow, that's pretty amazing, but isn't that just for family and friends? What's your name, young man?
It's Benjamin, ma'am.
Well, hello, Benjamin. I'm your new friend. Dinner is at 6. Well, that's really great. If it's not too much trouble, I think I'll swing by. No troubles. God bless you, and I'll see you then. All right, Nerf guns. Brad!
Now remember, not a word to my mother about the house. Let me sweet talk her first.
Oh, man up and beg to your mommy.
Mary, not a word.
Smells like old people.
Hush, girl, don't be rude.
Why, you know Grandma doesn't like you.
That's only because she doesn't know what a blessing I am to your bonehead father.
Hey, fam!
What's my son already doing here?
Where's your grandmother?
Some Bible study, I think.
Well, that figures. She's always at church for some reason or another. Growing up, it was either church or Walmart. Sometimes I think she got confused which was which. All right, kids, get comfortable. Don't break anything.
Hey, Tiffany, you gotta see this. Grandma has a phone.
How's that news? Everyone has a cell phone.
No, no, you don't understand. This one plugs into the wall. I've never seen anything like it. So weird.
No way.
So, how do you feel being back here?
This feels weird. I didn't think I'd ever step foot in this place.
Hey, did you even tell her that we're having another baby?
Nope.
Well, when are you going to tell her?
Trust me, she'll know.
You calling me fat?
Absolutely not, honey. I like life.
Which reminds me, you should sit down.
I won't argue with you about that. My feet are killing me. This is the last child that's coming out of me. If you want more, then you can have them yourself.
If only biology worked that way.
Who is that?
I don't know. I don't live here anymore, remember?
Who are you?
Who are you?
No, that's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to introduce yourself. What is wrong with kids these days?
Social media and television, but what's your excuse? What did you do with Ms. Town?
Ms. Town is my mother. We're all family here.
No, you ain't. I've been next to Ms. Town for 4 years, and I've never seen any of you guys.
That's because I haven't been here in 5 years. We're here for Christmas.
5 years? You're mean. What did you do, run away from home?
That's none of your business, you little person. Unlike you, I'm an adult.
Who is it?
It's just some annoying neighbor's kid who was about to leave.
Nope. I'll just wait right in here until Ms. Town gets back from church service. Why, aren't you pretty? Do you visit Ms. Town a lot?
Yeah, she's real nice. She bakes me stuff and reads to me.
Oh, isn't that sweet? What does she read to you?
Oh, I know. I bet she reads fun kids' stories like Little Red Riding Hood or Goldilocks. But it is Christmas time, so I suppose she switched to a story about Santa and his little elves.
Oh, no, not really. You see, she bakes me these big cookies, and then while I'm eating them, she gets this big book with like 1,000 pages in it and reads all these stories from it.
Really? Like what?
Oh, there was this one where this young hero fights this giant and saved his whole people, and another one where this man got eaten by a fish. She was just going to finish the one where this girl was going to have this baby, but an angel said he was going to save the whole world.
I can't wait to see how it ends.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. Now, can you understand all that? Because that sounds a little complicated for somebody your age.
Oh, no. Miss Town makes it easy for me.
And she said they're not just stories, but that it's all real. Which is weird, because you'd think I would hear about it in school.
Well, not everyone believes the book that those come out of.
But I thought Christmas has something to do with the Babel.
I think you mean Bible.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, if you're really Miss Town's son, does that mean you know how the story ends?
Yeah, I know how it goes. No big deal. Virgin Mary has a kid, 3 wise men show up with some gifts, crazy king wants to kill the kid. He lives, he grows up, and he dies anyway on a cross. The end.
Wow, you're terrible at telling stories. I'm going to the kitchen.
Well, somebody got issues. Sorry, all that Jesus talk started to annoy me. And I need to stay focused on how I'm going to tell my mom that our house burned down.
You know I can spell, right? Your house burned down? So you like homeless?
None of your business, brat. Now, Ms. Town, I appreciate your zeal, but you cannot threaten people to get them saved. If this keeps up, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave the gun at home.
Oh, Pastor, I'm just trying to win souls.
But, Mom, it doesn't count if you think you're going to die.
Sweetie, that's when you're closest to the Lord.
Well, I don't believe it. Look at you.
What? Oh, no. What are you doing here?
Hi, Mom. Hey, ugly.
Look in the mirror. Put the shut to the up, both of you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, bro, how come your wife's so fat? Oh, I know she didn't.
Trust me, babe, I really want you to do it. But we got to think about the health of the baby.
There ain't no baby in there, except maybe Frisch's big girl.
Now, this isn't right. Family shouldn't be fighting with each other. Christ taught us how to love each other. Now, we need to do that all year round, but Christmas time should be easy.
Amen. I'm just so happy to have my entire family back under one roof. This is going to be the best Christmas I've had in a long time. This reminds me, Pastor, you're still coming to Christmas dinner, aren't you?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. It'll give me an excuse to catch up with my favorite prodigal son, Danny. I'll be seeing you.
Well, pause the story right there. I know it was a bit of a tease. Hopefully you're enjoying it. When we get back, we'll see how that Christmas dinner is going to play out. Oh, I like these characters. We'll see them next time. Mrs. Town, Christmas special.